future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. The best thing to do to kick it off is look at the positives. There's many positives that have been happening in the space over the weekend. We've seen the market cap pick up. It's currently at $211 billion. It started on Friday. Well, that's when the weekend began, at $208 billion. We had a lot of positive stories out. Momentum increased. We saw trade volumes increasing as well on the back of that. We'll get into the stories that broke out of the weekend in a second. But one of the things I want to draw your attention to was a report that was recently released by Whiteblock. The report basically argues that EOS isn't a blockchain, but a distributed database, which is very interesting. And the report was actually funded by Consensus, Ethereum's enterprise level funding unit, let's say. So it'd be interesting to see your thoughts and hear your thoughts on this. And the best way to do it is let us know in the Telegram, SVK Crowd. If you type that in, you will find it. You will find us. And please share your ideas and your thoughts on the subject. And if you haven't read the report already, it's already in the Telegram. So feel free to join up and check it out. With that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's find out what's been going down, what's happening. So let's get into it. So just to let everyone know, myself and the SVK Crypto crew will be in San Francisco for the EOS IO Hackathon. So if you're in town, hit us up, let us know. We want to meet and see you all. So feel free to hit myself up on email, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y at svkcrypto.com, or hit us up on Telegram where we're all active, which is SVK Crowd. You'll find us there. So let's get down to business. So one of the top stories today was the SEC official says plain English guidance on ICOs is coming. So this is what they said. The US Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, plans to clarify when and how cryptocurrencies may be classified as securities. Its director of corporation finance said today. So this is fresh. Speaking at the DC FinTech Week conference, SEC Director William Hinman said the regulatory agency intends to release plain English guidance for developers to refer to when planning token offerings. This guidance will help such developers determine on their own whether any potential token offering may be classified as a security or not, according to Hinman, though it's not clear when the guidance will be published. So this is what Hinman said. We will also be putting out more guidance. The idea is a plain English instrument that people can look at, and they'll bring together sort of Howie meets Gary speech and that analysis. Well, elaborate on that in very plain English. So do I think we have a security offering? Look at the guidance and you should be able to sort things out. If developers are uncertain about whether token offerings are securities or not, they can get in touch with the SEC's new FinHub, which is aimed at providing rapid feedback on questions about securities and security offerings, he said. So once you determine whether you have a security, we're going to have guidance in place. How do I go about registering and how do I go about an exempt offering, Hinman added. The issues the SEC is examining include accounting, custody, and token valuation. He went on to explain some of the draft registration statements sent to the regulator so far have similarly touched on these concerns. I think we can try to bring that together and share that. We want to share that a little bit more transparently, he said. The guidance will also address secondary market transactions as part of an effort to give developers and entrepreneurs clarity on how the SEC might look at tokens post-initial offering. When asked about how the SEC might classify a token sale as a securities offering, Hinman elaborated by noting that the agency would be looking at factors such as expectation of return to investors. So if someone's offering an instrument for money or other considerations to a third party and that third party expects to offer to generate a return or something that will increase the value of that coin or token or whatever they call it, and there's an expectation of return, then we're generally going to see that securities offering. So back in 2017, the SEC published a report on DAO, the now defunct Ethereum-based funding vehicle that featured its own token, and the agency later said it considered a security at the time. But also the SEC notably declared at the time that securities laws could apply to some token sales. Hirman himself declared in June of this year his view, Ether, the cryptocurrency of the Ethereum network, isn't a security. Now, it's really interesting what he's saying, because let's take it back. So they're talking about ICOs, initial coin offerings, token raises, and I think they're really behind on this, because we really see the next wave not necessarily being ICOs, but you're looking at STOs, right? And you're looking at ways to for people to compliantly raise money, totally get that. But is that the next wave? And I think they're always, as a regulator, they're always going to be behind innovation, and that's just the way it will be. But it's really interesting now they're going to they've put funds, they've put people to this via FinHub to really help people, because before there was no clarity. Like, what's the deal? You didn't know if you were right, whether you were wrong. You thought you might be right, but you weren't really sure. But then again, if you were wrong, you could be put in jail and all the funds could be taken away, which is like a, it's just a double negative. So people are really confused of what to do. And a lot of countries, apart from, you know, the Maltas of the world, have really given guidance. But it's great the SEC is now coming out to support and give infrastructure to entrepreneurs and innovators out there and developers who are looking to release new software and to release new ideas and new companies, new opportunities for the overall market. Now, for Ether, a lot of people say that Ethereum got too big and they basically couldn't then say it was a security because it got too big. The network effect got too big and they had to say that it wasn't. It'd be interesting to hear your views. Let us know in the Telegram. Let's keep the show moving. So something that I picked up today that I thought was pretty funny was that Google CEO's son is a miner. So Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, revealed at a recent conference that his son has been mining cryptocurrency on the family's home computer. If this sounds familiar, it's because back in July, Google co-founder Sergey Brin said that he started mining to improve his son's knowledge of cryptocurrency. He then got hooked himself. That's hilarious. But, you know, it shows how real this really is. And I think people really undermine it, and especially in the general public, the overall view is that, oh, that was that craze. And that's for the people that actually heard about Bitcoin. I mean, the actual public itself have never heard about blockchain, never heard about Bitcoin. And if you were to go out on the streets of Shoreditch, East London, and ask people, they'd have no idea what you're talking about. Maybe a few people heard of Bitcoin because their friend bought it once upon a time, but the actual knowledge is just not there. But it's interesting because all these big corporations that people use on a daily basis are on it. They know what's going on. They're building their own protocols. They're really understanding the tech and the utilization that it could bring to them. Ex-Fed prosecutor turned crypto VC Katie Hahn, crypto is in the dial-up days. I love that. So former US federal prosecutor and cryptocurrency VC executive Katherine Hahn recently took part in a debate on crypto with Nobel Prize winner economist Paul Krugman, posted on YouTube by crypto venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz. So the debate hosted by Mexican tech company KIO Network and moderated by local business journalist Rodrigo Paccio was reportedly held in Mexico in September 2018. A former federal prosecutor from the U.S. Department of Justice, the DOJ, and current general partner at A16Z, Hahn, was representing the optimistic approach towards crypto-related technologies. Krugman, who was awarded the Nobel Prize in Economic Science in 2008, held his previous negative position on the topic, debating with Hahn as a crypto skeptic. Her preliminary speech that preceded the debate, Hahn, who is also a board member at major crypto exchange and wallet service Coinbase, compared the current stage of cryptocurrency evolution at the early stages of the internet. We're in the dial-up days of crypto, and the critics out there confuse the state or the current state of the innovation with the end state on it, which is wrong. So Krugman opposed the point of view, reminding the audience that Bitcoin or BTC had been on the stage for 10 years. And with that, arguing that the prospects of using it as a payment method were still unclear. The Graduate Center of the City University of New York, the CUNY, Professor of Economics, noted that the initial stage of web, there clearly were things one could not do without internet, such as storing newspapers online. However, Krugman's opinion, crypto hasn't shown such advantages so far. So this is what he said. There is very little sign that Bitcoin is becoming any kind of widespread means of payment. And that's 10 years on. So when is it going to happen? Han, on her part, stressed that Bitcoin reached a mass audience quite a bit later than when Satoshi Nakamoto released the Bitcoin white paper, pointing out that 2012-2013, as when digital currencies became somewhat more broadly known. During the debate, Krugman cast doubt on the very nature of cryptocurrencies, calling the fact that there is no authority to prove the authenticity a point of weakness. In response to that, Hun said that fiat currencies also are easy to counterfeit, while global governments do not have the resources to fully prevent such crimes. Despite their contrary stances, both participants seem to agree that blockchain and crypto would not necessarily fully undermine to destroy existing systems. For his part, Krugman argued that blockchain had not found a use case to rival existing centralized services like Amazon. I don't think blockchain will undermine Amazon or any of these people. I use Amazon not because of the power of it, just because of laziness. Money is all about power of laziness. You don't have to think too much about what the thing is. It's a dollar, so you can use it. Han spoke to the fact that crypto could exist fully without replacing fiat currency itself. I don't think cryptocurrencies will replace all of currencies out there, such as euro and dollar. I also don't believe it is going to replace gold as a store of value entirely. I think it will develop as an alternative store of value. It's interesting. So you see a lot of different debates out there with prize economists or prize thinkers, thought leaders in the traditional sense. But, you know, a lot of them all agree, and it's like it comes down to the same stance, that blockchain good, cryptocurrency bad, and you can't have one without the other. But I think there's been a lot of kind of misunderstanding. I think there's a lot of people that have been seeing kind of the negatives rather than the positives. So not really spending the time to double down and seeing what this is all about. Because a lot of people hear about an ICO, they hear about a celebrity endorsing it, they hear about people getting ripped off, but like that's such small noise. Like it really is compared to what the underlying potential and utilization is of this. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention as always. And if you enjoyed today's show, please remember to leave a comment and also rate our show as well. We'd really appreciate that. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. Remember as always to join us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Hit us up on Telegram, SVK Crowd, and email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, @SVKcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.